An impending tropical cyclone looks set to bring some action to the surfing competition at the Olympics this weekend. It's the first time the sport has been included, and two New Zealand surfers are hoping to make a splash. Athletes had been preparing for smaller waves, but a new weather system looks set to bring some big swells. Ane te kairi poata, Maya Burry. Here's our reporter Maya Burry from Tokyo.
Masks, temperature checks, social distancing and daily COVID tests have done nothing to dull the buzz amongst New Zealand's first two Olympic surfers. Whangamata's Ella Williams and Raglan's Billy Stearman are preparing to take to the water this week after surfing was one of six new sports added to the Summer Games. Despite this being a COVID Olympics, Williams has only good things to say about her experience so far.
Yeah, the experience so far has been mind-blowing, and I feel like it's Christmas for me. I'm so excited. I'm walking around and there's all these incredible athletes around us, and it is, it's like a Disneyland for us athletes.
Coach Matt Scorange says while they may be surrounded by incredible athletes, he's confident both Williams and Stearman have what it takes to bring home a medal. He says there has been a lot of heightened energy the last couple of days, but his job is to keep them focused on the task ahead.
These two ride good energy. They love it, so I don't want to stop them from fizzing. It's a part of who they are, and we want to use that as a tool to help them succeed. So, it's a kind of new sort of journey as a coach because you've got so much other factors, but we're just going to use it to our advantage.
For Billy Stearman, a year-long detour on the road to Tokyo 2020 hasn't been a bad thing. After an injury at the start of last year, he was unsure if he'd even be able to compete.
If anything, the year, postponement was very beneficial for me. It gave me time to rehab and kind of get my body and mind back into 100%. Now the time has come when we're here amongst it, and I'm definitely ready to compete now, and I cannot wait to put the rash shirt on.
The surfing will take place on Surigasaki Beach, about 100 kilometres from the capital. Billy Stearman says while a competition without spectators will feel different, he won't let it be a distraction.
Once you're out in the ocean, you're kind of in your own little bubble anyway, you're in your own little zone, and you can kind of block out from anything else, so that's what we've been practicing on, especially at home, a lot in preparation, breathing and kind of controlling your heart rate and focusing on what you can achieve in front of you, and not worrying about any other things outside of, your comp zone.
Here on the streets of Tokyo today, it's a scorching 33 degrees. But while the sun may be unrelenting, the surfing athletes had actually been preparing for some pretty small and gutless waves on Japan's east coast. However, that outlook has improved, with the tropical storm forming south of Japan expected to bring with it some bigger swells. Coach Matt Scorange says while it's not the conditions they had expected, bigger waves are welcome.
This new swell has sort of thrown a slight spanner in the works that it's actually going to be quite good. But at the end of the day, all surfers love good waves. So, you prepare for the worst, and when the waves are good, you just let it shine. So these two can do it in any condition at the end of the day. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting when that swell arrives.
The men's and women's surfing heats will get underway on Sunday.